games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 119 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at www.patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, and I am joined by my co-host, September, a.k.a. 9 of 12.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So I thought it was funny that this episode is 119 because we're talking about what we're excited for 2019.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of a funny coincidence. But first, as always, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I moved my setup. You might see my background is a little different. I do have nerdy stuff behind me again, but not all my great prints from cons. My husband's band they need a new practice area. So we've converted my den, which was two offices and a studio, back into a music room, which is I had turned it into a few years ago. And yeah, I'm constantly rearranging my house. So that put me like up at the top of my stairs on the way to the bedroom. There was this closet behind me that was just overflowing with stuff. And I threw away a lot of stuff, did some decluttering, and I am in a smaller space, so I guess it's going to sound good. Hopefully, yep. Much better. So that's a bonus. And there's less, like, there's not going to be people walking behind me, and the cats fighting. Well, they might still do that up here. but people coming in the door, all that kind of thing. So there's that. I hosted a Disney trivia.
Ooh.
At the pub this weekend. That was a lot of fun. Again, holy crap, with the tiebreakers. There were like five teams. Four of them tied for second. So then I did a whole nother round trying to narrow it down. And that didn't work. That kind of got us to where there was one above the two of the others. So we still had two teams. I was trying to, like, on the fly, figure out an elimination way. I only had three prizes. And that didn't work. So I gave away first prize, and then I gave away, like, the third prize of the last team just to get them off the board. And then I had two teams, kind of, and they tied again, so I got out like an actual Disney Trivial Pursuit and started pulling hard ones out and did a sudden death. And it was like, they both got it wrong, and then they both got it right, and then they both got it wrong. And I'm like, holy crap. So it took a while. Eventually one team did prevail, and I gave them the second place prize, and I thought, well, that's a little weird, because the other team still did better than the team we had gotten rid of with the third place prize. I didn't plan that very well. But the brewery was kind enough to give me some extra coasters, kind of consolation prize that last eliminated
team.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And everybody had a really good time. There were people like walking in off the street just because they had a clapboard outside saying it was Disney trivia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a draw. You know, everybody thinks they know Disney. We had that one team. And, like, I felt bad for when I've been that person, like, over-answering.
Oh, yeah.
over-picking on a question. You're like, well, actually, Sid was in Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 3. And I'm like, pick one. I said 1995. And, well, you know, Perdita's nickname was Purdy. Nope. You know, and just, there was one round where they did a lot of that, and I just went over their table and said, listen, I know you think it's really funny, but it's making this hard. It's not fair to other teams, and you're not going to get bonus points, so just give an answer. And if you have a question about the question, ask it so I can clarify while everyone else is answering instead of giving me all kinds of extra stuff. And the owner did it at one point. He's like, hey, They said Mirror, Mirror on the Wall in Shrek as well.
It's like, stop that. Like, hey, okay. Shrek is not a Disney movie.
DreamWorks. It is DreamWorks. And there were Pixar questions, so I couldn't just do that with that. But yeah, it was... Oh,
yeah,
a little stressful, lots of fun.
Like, I did trivia questions when I was, you know, doing my booth, because if you got the question right, I could give you, like, a 20-ish% discount, because I was being nice. And I thought the questions that I picked were pretty easy, apparently not. So, not a lot of people know what the name of Simba's mom is. Strangely enough.
Is it Nala, right?
No, Nala is his girlfriend.
Oh.
His mom's name is Sarabi.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
So, well, see? Like, I expected that to be, like, a simple one, and a lot of people were like, eh.
Yeah, it was quite a task. Well, the owner had pulled the trivia for me, and I should learn. I should just go in there earlier and review, because he just pulled tons and tons and tons of questions, and mm-hmm. I had to make rounds out of it, and figuring out, like, because sometimes there would be, oh, shit, well, a question 2 rounds ago actually answered this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do I let it go and say, well, it's a freebie if you were paying attention, or jump around the pages I have and find a different one to shove in on the fly? I'm like, I can't believe I missed that. But, oh, there's always... It was fun.
It does. It sounded fun nonetheless. You know.
Yes. I should have prepared more carefully myself. Like, if I wasn't doing it myself, I should know. I'm going to have to check other people's work. I mean, some of this stuff he pulled online, there was, like, grammar stuff on the fly. And I, like, look, I'm scanning ahead as I read. I go, wait. And I just start over and have to correct it. It's like, I'm not saying that out loud. It's just incorrect. That, cool. I mean, no pressure, but somebody, one of our local librarians was sitting there playing. And
oh, you're, oh no.
I know she knows I know better. So what have you been up to?
Well, during the weekend, I had a big beginner class for crocheting, because that happens at this time of year, is people they give classes as gifts. So I had my cap for a class at Joanne's is 6. Just so you know, after 6, they start putting you on the wait list. So I was at my cap for that class, and I had... 2 folks that had done it before, 4 of them are complete novices, and then 2 of them who were novices were left-handed. So,
oh,
I was like, all right, here we go. I'm crocheting backwards because I can do that. I've learned how to crochet left-handed so I can teach. But it's a thing.
Yeah, doing the step-by-step with put it over the right finger and under, and then you have to... What, just mm-hmm. do it twice so that you're dictating properly?
Well, it's everything that you do to crochet right-handed, you do backwards to crochet left. So right-handers always work from right to left. Left-handers always work from left to right. So it's just, I had to keep switching back and forth. And I was like, I hope I'm not teaching anybody wrong, because I'm just talking. So I'm doing this. But they seemed to get it towards the end of the class, so I was like, okay. I recorded an episode of Glitter Dice with the girls on Sunday. And then Monday, all of this has happened just these three last days before we were doing this recording. I started doing... crocheting my cosplay for this year. And this year's cosplay is Pink Diamond from Steven Universe. Mm-hmm. So, yep, I worked for... the video at this point is... As we're recording this, is still up on my Twitch. I worked for about an hour and a half, and I have the front and or back half, because they're the same, of my crop top for the Pink Diamond cosplay. So you look up a picture of her, she's got like a crop top thing with poofy sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that done, but I was working off a pattern from a lady's blog, and the lady had made it for herself, but she's like a small. And so I'm working off this pattern, and she's like, okay, I had to do 12 rows, and I did 12 rows, and I held it up, and I was like, that ain't gonna fit, Captain. So I was like, gotta add a couple more rows here. My girls are a little bit mightier than hers. So it's just, it's a lot of Frankensteining patterns, because I basically went online and onto the place where I find all of my patterns that I like. And I just looked for pictures that I liked. And once I found a picture I liked, I printed out the pattern.
Now, when you Frankenstein them together like you did with the Demogorgon, do you repost, like, share those with people?
I mean, I probably should, but...
It seems like, fair.
You take this part of this pattern by this lady, whose blog is over here, and this part of this pattern, which is from redheart.com, and you put them together like a terrible amalgamation of a monster. And there you go.
What is it? You think you can make your own doc?
I probably should. I need to just, like, instead of having 8 different patterns... Maybe it's 5 or 6 right now, but instead of having all those different patterns, just actually sit down and, like, transpose it into a document and just be like, okay, here's all these together. Although when I'm doing the live stream, I want to give credit where credit's due, because I didn't come up with these patterns. So I'm like, here's this lady's pattern that I'm using. See, here it is. I hold it up to the camera. There's her blog.
Yeah, seems like good blog fodder.
Yeah. So... I just want to be fair.
Glitter Dice cover. I haven't heard the new one.
We just released January's, and the one we record is for February.
Oh, okay.
So February is, we just talked about it. Where's my brain? Wow. I cannot think. It's just gone. It's going to be a surprise for everybody.
Yay.
But January's is about what we wish for in video games, I believe.
Intellectual hypothetical.
Oh no! Okay, then I was correct.
January 1st.
Yeah, that's the intellectual property. Sorry, the one for February is what we wish for in video games.
Cool.
So that'll be coming out February 1st, and then. We've decided to do another drinking episode, so we're going to do one for St. Patrick's Day.
Sweet.
And that's... We went on so many... Poor Joey, who does our editing. Our last drinking episode was 3 hours long, and she had to edit it down. We went off on so many tangents.
It sounds like when I was on Gal Walks In that time, we went for like 4.5 hours. And
We all of us tend to ramble, like I found when we're a little tipsy. We just go off and are like fluttering like little butterflies off on our own little adventures there.
Oh yeah, another thing I did this week was I made some stuff again, food. I took it to Red Buffalo Brewing. I made like little pie crusts and I put horseradish and beef inside, and then I put caraway and salt on top, so it's kind of like little beef on wax you could hold.
That sounds tasty.
And I took some other ones, and I put chicken and a little hot sauce and some gorgonzola cheese inside. So
I saw some of your experiments.
Yes.
You were posting pictures of food, and I was like, those look delicious.
Yeah, they're experiments. Like, the first batch I did with crescent dough, like out of a tube.
Mm.
And I wasn't happy with the flavor. But then I made pie crust and I did it that way. And the flavor was better, but the texture, it was like a little too thick for the process. And so now I've got a pierogi dough recipe I'm gonna try. And I may try with phyllo, but I want to get this down. I think it's like a great idea. And and I'm sneakily, you know, like I'm testing them on the owner of this Red Buffalo, who's from Buffalo, so he knows what I'm going at for the flavors and can appreciate it. And I know they bought like this trailer or food truck they plan to park out back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they're doing with it yet. And, you know, maybe when they get all ready to go, he'll think of me.
That would be cool.
So, either way, it's fun to taste test on people from home, and they appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Danny bought my beer. Can't beat that.
Yeah. I now, since I have my hand mixer, and I now have my regular with my almond flour, I'm going to attempt to make macarons. So, we'll see how that goes. So, shall we move on to the Geek Grapevine?
News team, assemble!
Geek Grills Grapevine.
So there was a new special look trailer released for Captain Marvel. It's funny. My mom texted me. She's like, Imagine Dragons is playing at halftime of the time for the college football championships, and it's in, like, there's only 2 minutes left. I said, okay. So 2 minutes on game time is longer than 2 minutes. So I poured a beer. I was like, oh, I'll go watch that. And then during it, my friend Thomas started texting me, like, and he's a big Alabama fan. Sorry. And he was like, ooh, there's going to be a new Captain Marvel trailer. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm sticking around a little longer, watching a little more halftime. And he was like, you're watching the game? I was like, well, my mom said this band was going to be on, and she thinks I care, probably because I thought it was really cool to they played before a Las Vegas Knights game. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, really awesome, because, I mean, it was Imagine Dragons, but they did this whole fight scene, actually fighting dragons crap on the ice, and I was like, holy shit, that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
But I think my mom took it as me being into that band.
I mean, they're good. They got some good songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so great live, but that's a tricky venue, as I was trying to explain to my son. And, his t-shirt was the highlight for me. He was wearing, like, a Tegan and Sarah Foundation t-shirt. That was awesome. But anyway, yeah, there was this new Captain Marvel movie, and, spoilers, Coulson! I was so happy! And then, doing a great, great job with the CG, for how early this trailer is, because March 7th, 8th is when it's coming out. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's not too early, but it's definitely set in the past, and the making them all look younger, you know, Fury and Coulson and stuff is just seamless looking. So this should be pretty great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I am fairly certain. So I'm going to share an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I don't think that Wonder Woman was that good as a movie. I don't think it was that good as a movie. They could have done better with the ending, but that's not the point. The point is I think Captain Marvel will be a better movie than Wonder Woman.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings even about the trailer. I mean, I'm excited about Coulson, but it looks so Marvel, like, more action-heavy than plot-heavy.
Well, who knows? You can never tell with trailers, but they are having to be like, well, she's gonna be in the end game, so we need to give her a intro, an introductory. So we need to give her a backstory, like, pronto. But
I don't even understand all this stuff with the Skrulls, and that's gonna be, I guess, the movie will make me understand, because that's apparently their primary focus.
Yeah. So I personally, because of Marvel's just kind of history and their ability to storycraft, I think this may be better than Wonder Woman. And if you think that I am a terrible person for thinking that Wonder Woman was not a great movie, it was an okay movie, I just happened to think
that... I mean, I thought it was great. It wasn't Black Panther, but it was great.
No, I happened to think that Wonder Woman got boosted a lot by the gender politics. And again, not to say it's a bad movie. It's a good movie. I just don't think it's a great movie. So we'll see. We'll see how these rate. Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel, like, if you were to put them on the scale, you'd really be looking at Wonder Woman versus, like, Black Widow, as in terms of popularity. But I think it may be better. That's just my opinion.
You want to talk about this bra thing?
Sure.
Because I put in a bunch of stuff from the Consumer Electronics Show, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one wants a wall of me talking about it all.
There's a Bluetooth bra coming soon. Basically, this is a fitting bra that fits you itself. You don't need measuring tape. You just slap it on and it gives you measurements.
Well, it is a fitting gadget.
A fitting gadget, yeah.
Like, it's not a wearable. This is, and it's coming out in January on their website starting mm-hmm. the 8th, and then they're going to have it. They apparently have storefronts. So mm-hmm. you, like, go in and put it on and plug in, and it will determine your proper size.
Mm-hmm. It's for sale, apparently. The launch price is $25 plus $25 credit towards a new Soma bra, but it'll regularly cost $60. So, it's going to be on sale for probably the first month that they have it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really, really curious. Because, I mean, bra size, people don't realize that it's more complicated than you ever realize.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's little tips and shortcuts you can use, but it's... A lot of it, it's not just the measurements. It's like, if your cups are full, or if you carry your weight in a different place. There's a lot of things that go into a bra size. And, like, people that are very good at determining that, that's why they work at the stores that they work at.
Yeah, but and I mean, it's a whole different... If you go in a store and get a fitting, it's just a whole different... Who knew? You know, I thought you just needed, you know, how big a round and a cup size. Like,
mm-hmm.
So many women are wearing the wrong one, and your back hurts, or your shoulder hurts, or your shoulder straps are falling down, or... Mm-hmm. So I'm all for technology to do this, too, because bra fittings are uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
it's a little weird. Somebody's, like, touching you.
There's a stranger putting a measuring tape around you with your shirt off, so there's that.
Yeah. And if your bra is on sale for $25 and you need a $25 credit toward the bra, well, it's free, and you can mm-hmm. just do that at home.
And it says that it's it says it's shareable, one, so you can download an app, and I guess if you just want to invite your girlfriends over, you all can strap on the bra at different times and get measured. And it's good for, like, weight changes and pregnancy changes, and it looks pretty good. I'm interested
apparently
to see.
Not rechargeable, but good for up to 200 readings before it dies for good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I'm actually considering this. I mean, I've lost, like, 30 pounds-ish this year. And I'm going to keep losing. And I already just had to go get new bras.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have to do it again if I meet my goals.
Yep. Yep, yep. That happens. It's like, you can't just put your bra in a couple of, you know, into the extra little hooks there. It doesn't work that way.
No. And then... It's generally stretched out enough. The elastic isn't working properly. So when you're going in the store, I mean, you can measure with the measuring tape and hope for the best that they, you know, measure, whether they measured from, you know, just the chest under or the nipple, depending on the manufacturer. If they measure the way they're supposed to, you're going to the store and you're guessing or trying on, and you don't know how many people have tried it on.
Yeah.
Or who. And so you just kind of like, so take the guesswork out.
Yep. I'm very interested. The one that they're showing in the picture looks like it's for a smaller size, so I would be interested to see if they have, I mean, I'm sure they've got larger sizes for larger women, but this one does look...
Well, they put it on a dummy, so it's always going to look...
It looks like it's about an A, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It looks stretchy. Maybe it stretches out, and that's how they know how to... That's how the measurement is.
I am curious. See. I might try. Yeah. I might have to try it for science, then I can write it off for the show.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It's only if you get it early enough, it's only $25.
Exactly. Anybody out there want to sponsor a review? Ooh, sponsor maybe we should contact us. Them.
Yeah, it's like, we've talked about your bra. Would you care to sponsor us? We will talk about it again.
Just send us one. Yeah. Send us two. Send us three. We're all different sizes, and we'll do a product review.
Yeah, the problem is it says it's shareable, but we all live in different parts of the country.
Exactly.
So it would take a while to get to us.
So
technically, we could have one, but three would be better.
Trying to be weird. Okay, so this next one, I was a little disappointed in the Consumer Electronics Show for revoking an award for a female pleasure device because it was immoral. Now, anybody who knows about CES, and like it's been, they kind of grew up alongside the adult film industry, has their thing at the same time. And they've had like sex dolls. They've had the whole robot dancers on poles was an event like kind of between the two venues, meaning to feed off both events. So this startup, Laura DiCarlo, a startup that raised over $1 million in funding last year and developed 8 technology and robotics patents in partnership with Oregon State University, was named a CES 2019 Innovation Awards honoree in the robotics and drone product category for its Osei personal massager, formerly known as Vela. Well, on October 10th, they got a letter or an email congratulating them, naming it an honoree in the robotics and drone category, and by the 31st, they emailed them again and said they're revoking the award, saying that entries deemed by the CTA in their sole discretion can be to be immoral, obscene, indecent, profane, or not keeping with CTA's image will be disqualified. So, yeah.
It's kind of a dick move. No pun intended.
I mean, literally.
I just realized what I said when that came out of my mouth.
But it is, and she says, the company's founder, Laura Haddock, says, you know, it's a double standard. And looking at the history of the cons, I agree. There are sex products at the CES. There are sexual health products. And she's accusing them of applying the standards different based on gender. And when they're having, you know, men's sexuality is allowed to be explicit with, like, a sex robot, VR porn, right along the aisle, and then they ban this massager. I don't know. It's kind of not cool. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And the booth babes, but you know.
Yeah.
It's like, believe it or not, yes, nerds have them too. It's not just babes with motor oil or hamburgers on car hoods. The Consumer Electronics Show apparently also is scantily clad women trying to draw you into their tech. Which, I mean, nothing against it. I'm all for it.
Yeah, if you can rock it, go ahead, but...
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'd do it. if I had bought for it, I'd be out doing it. But I don't think it's okay to do that and then ban things in an unbalanced manner.
Something else for the CES, I see.
Yes. Yeah. So
no, I got a big one at the end, don't worry.
Okay,
I posted one, but it's
and I guess this just popped up not long before we started recording, and I was like, yeah, that figures. And being that we're recording instead of watching our glorious orange leader, I thought it was interesting that 11 government speakers had to back out of the CES because of the shutdown. This may maybe people don't understand why this is relevant, important, why this would happen. But are you kidding me? Like Ajit Pai, the FCC chairman, that is completely relevant to be talking about consumer electronics. There are a lot of wearables. There are a lot of smart home devices. These are things that those of us who are really interested in this tech and have some in our houses have concerns about privacy issues. And him being on hand to talk to and get your voice to him at a show like this, your privacy concerns.
Mm-hmm. Not that he cares, but it would be good if he showed his face.
Of course he cares.
I don't think he does.
Well, he's trying. It's his job. And the transportation secretary. I mean, we're looking at more smart car stuff. Ford and Chevy are actually fighting over which technology is going to be installed in all their cars.
Tesla. Sorry, what?
Well, Tesla kind of goes without saying for self-driving and stuff anyway, but I'm talking about smart devices, voice-activated, and cellular built-in, so it communicates with other vehicles and things. And
that's all really nice.
So Chevy's driving. Got 4G built-in, and Ford's talking about going with this other 5G protocol, which could be really a pain in the ass for consumers. And if you don't think the government needs to be involved in stuff, well, it'd be nice if they made it so that, you know, you could get a different car and still have all your shit work.
That's true.
But yeah, transportation secretary, I think, is more relevant to discussions of smart cars. And this would be a good place that we could get those questions answered by the people in those positions. And none of them can go.
Yep. Yeah, I would love to have that, any kind of that. I mean, the one that works, obviously, in my car, I would love to have that. I am driving a 10-year-old Honda. So, at the moment, it's a lot of aux cables and...
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a Chevy Equinox. And it's like a 2015. So I do have USB ports I can plug in. I can voice activate and ask Siri to read me my messages, and it will read through, it won't interrupt the radio, but if I'm listening to a podcast or something, it will come through my stereo system so that I can basically hands-free text and make phone calls as long as I'm plugged in, which is really handy. Same with navigation.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. This is a quick aside. I've noticed with my smartphone, when I've got it plugged in. So if I'm listening to my podcast and I've got the navigation up, it'll actually pause the podcast to like talk. Mm-hmm. But if I'm listening to something on YouTube, it just plays over it, which is very interesting to me. I don't know why. I guess it's just because it's two separate apps and they have different coding, but it's just a weird kind of thing that I noticed. So I'm wondering if I was in, you know, a car that had like either Bluetooth or whatever, if that would be different.
Yeah, it must be in the coding because it behaves even a little differently, different things between like when you're using Bluetooth or when you're plugged into the USB. And it behaves a little different between my husband's car and my car. And
it'd be nice if they were all the same.
Exactly. Yeah. But that would, you know, involve intrusive governmental standards, most likely. Or car companies getting along instead of competing over something like deciding what kind of phone you have. So what you got?
All right. So what I have found are games you should look out for in January. There are games you should check out in January, I should say. They've got a whole list here, which all look pretty good, and I recognize most of them, so that's saying something. Because of all the gaming that I do, video gaming is kind of the lowest on my list, just because I don't spend hours and hours in front of my computer at home. I spend hours and hours at my computer at work, and by the time I get home, I don't want to be at my computer.
Yeah.
But they've got Resident Evil 2 Remake, which is going to be, like, in 4K, apparently. So fancy. That's January 25th. Kingdom Hearts 3. Their release date is to the 29th. I know there's a lot of Kingdom Hearts fans that are like, like waiting for it. Just like their claws are set and ready to just it crunch into it.
Says Xbox One here.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that.
I thought Kingdom Hearts was only PS.
I mean, it's got PS4 and Xbox One, so maybe they're
oh my gosh,
doing a both?
I would totally get this game. Because I have an Xbox, I don't have a PlayStation, and, alright, this is really stupid, but Kingdom Hearts has the best merch. Like,
it is! You can do Christmas shopping, and they're all, like, different. It's cool.
Well, and, like, purses and wallets, and they're, like, so sexy gothy looking, and I'm like, oh my god, this is gorgeous, but I don't play this game, and that would be really pretentious to buy, and yeah.
I just love Disney. I'd get Kingdom and Disney. Hearts stuff because I love Disney.
Yeah.
So that's a big one that I know a lot of people are waiting for. Travis Strikes Again, I don't know exactly what that is, but it's a Switch game. The Super Mario's U Deluxe, which is also on the Switch, is coming out. Walking Dead, the final season. Is like January 15th. That's for all the things. PC, PS4, Xbox One. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. Onimusha is what it's called. Onimusha Warlords. It looks like it's based off of kind of Japanese mythology. So that looks interesting. It looks pretty good. Like the gameplay that I've seen of it. I don't know what it's about, but it looks good. There's like an anime-based game. There's a like a combat, airplane combat-based. Just a lot of good ones coming out right in January.
And we will have links to these in our show notes.
Yeah, we'll have
links
to the whole thing.
Sorry, I'm not putting them in chat, but with my new setup.
I think the three that the people are going to be most looking forward to: The Walking Dead, the Resident Evil 2 remake, and Kingdom Hearts 3. Pretty sure this is the highest ones up there. But I'm excited for those. And there's, I know that the second, it's called Ori and the Will of the Wisp. That's also coming out sometime this year. I don't know what the date is, but I'm excited for that because I loved the first game that they made in that world. I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. It's just gorgeous to look at. So that was that. The news went on for a little while, but I think we could probably move on to our discussion topic since that was a good segue. Those are coming out in 2019. This month, what are we looking forward to in this year coming up for us?
Well, so I mentioned my like taking food over to Red Buffalo, but I've also been talking with a lot of people. It keeps coming up over and over, getting a little obsessed with this food truck idea. So I am seriously, I started looking at some books and some shows, and I'm gonna create a business plan and look at the feasibility of doing this. Don't know what I do about investment capital. I don't feel really comfortable using other people's money. But if I can find a way. My dad is in a lawsuit that he said he'd pay off my house if he wins this lawsuit. But honestly, rather than pay off my house, I would like to invest in a food truck. I've got at least two places in town I know would let me park there. I have people I know who would be really, really great at, they have experience in preparing food, food handling. They're more, I know they can execute whatever I give them. Although I'm more of a menu creation type person. So I'm starting to feel like this is the next creative endeavor I want to undertake. And
Lord,
I can't
knows,
let it go.
I love me food trucks. They are great. I don't know who came up with it first, but I'm like, whoever you were a genius.
Yeah, and I mean, it certainly evolved from, you know, lunch truck back at, you know, in factories days. Now it's lots of gourmet goodness. But I can't let it go. And friends will think, oh, that's nice to think about. No, I'd do this. No, I'd do that. And then it keeps refining because people ask me, like, well, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And what would you name it? And what would you? And I was like, well, I'd have to do something so I could change the menu and not get bored. You know, you have to have a logo and a name. And it just keeps refining. I can't. Well, yeah, so I may as well make a plan and then I can do it or not.
Yeah, totally. And you could even do like seasonal, like whenever the seasons change, that's when you change your menu up. Because that's about right, I would think. You wouldn't want to do it every week, but like once every couple months, I think.
I mean, a lot of trucks do change it weekly or with every stop, but those tend to be trucks that have a cuisine theme. And I don't know that I could do that. Like, Root Down is one of my favorite food trucks. But I would want to do, like, all soul food or all X kind of fusion or, you know, I feel like I'd want to shift it more than that. But I have ideas.
That sounds like when I was, like, thinking about my music history podcast and I was like, I'm keep refining this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I've started writing and... My big plan coming up is I'm actually going to start recording because I've got a couple of my scripts done, but I want to get a big chunk of scripts done before I start recording and like uploading because I want to have some buffer. Because let me tell you, I have to cross-reference everything. Cause it's like, here's this factoid here, but is that actually true or is that this one historian doing an anecdote?
Right.
So... Especially with the first couple, because they're so far back in history. I'm like, there is not a lot to go on here.
Are you going to have little music bumpers in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every composer that I do, I'm going to find a piece of their music if I can, or something similar, and have it playing. Like, I've already got a piece picked out for the very first composer, which is Cassia from Constantinople. So that, or Abbess, she had a longer name when she became an abbess, but Cassia is the shortened version of it. It's actually really gorgeous. It's like Gregorian chant, but it's done by this women's group. I'm probably gonna like actually contact them and be like, do you mind if I use your rendition of her song in my podcast? Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah. But a lot of the other stuff is I keep wanting to say free reign, but that is not the word. It's available for fair use. Fair use is fair the use. Words yeah. I'm looking for. But free reign is the one that comes into my head and it's not right. But my plan is to start actually recording. And that means I'm gonna have to do something similar to what you did with your setups. I'm gonna make a box of foam. And set the box of foam around my head and my microphone so that I can actually get a good, clean sound. So that's going to be another adventure.
What else? I'm really excited about Trust Your Cape in so many ways. Like, being on another show is fantastic. Not having to do all the production is like a little freeing, getting to stretch my improv muscles, doing an RPG that's not D&D, because D&D has been really the only RPG I've been able to play for some years now, but it's not the RPG I started with, and we're developing an RPG with it. So like I'm collaborating with these other people, and hopefully we'll find an artist soon, and creating a... fair use game. we're gonna
free reign. What?
Yeah. We're gonna just release it to the public for their use. And that's pretty neat little thing to have under my belt. I'll have a co-creator credit.
Well, Joey, who's on Glitter Dice with me, posts up a lot of her stuff on RPG. What is the name of it? Drive-Thru RPG. There it is. Drive-Thru RPG. .org, I think, or com, whatever mm-hmm. it is, where you can just, there's a lot of just RPGs that are either like really inexpensive or what have you. You could totally post it up on there and do a pay what you want thing.
Yeah, that would be neat. I've mentioned them. They might want to start a Patreon too mm-hmm. and have different tier levels for print editions in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we're still brainstorming all of that stuff. Right now, the point is to do it free because...
Right, yeah.
Yeah. stuff that happened with the game we were going to use.
Mm-hmm. The big thing for me, is speaking of Glitter Dice, is that since I missed the Artist Alley application time window, unfortunately, because I thought I had till the end of December, but it actually cut off on December 15th. So I'm not going to have a table this year to sell my crochet stuff at MomoCon. Mm-hmm. My other podcast, Glitter Dice, we've submitted a panel that we want to run at MomoCon. And hopefully we'll get approved, and then we're all going to go as panelists to MomoCon this year and just go and talk about being women who like gaming and have fun and see all the cosplays and wear all the cosplays and have a good time.
Well, did you... So your panel's been, like, accepted? You're scheduled?
We just submitted it today.
Okay.
So I think it's the middle or the end of February is the cutoff date, and I should know after that.
Cool.
I'm gonna, if we don't get our panel approved, we're still gonna go anyway, just to kind of be seen. But we're hoping that we get the panel space.
Well, I hope so, too. That would be super great.
Mm.
I like seeing all the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I'll be wearing my pink diamond crocheted cosplay. That's the goal, is to wear it at MomoCon.
Yay. So. I'm trying to... what else? I'm getting more work on my tattoo. February 15th.
Mm-hmm. Pretty dragon. Oh,
hopefully it could be finished. I have my doubts. I've got 3 hours... Well, he's scheduled 4. He kind of owes me a little because he didn't show up the next day to change my dressing and I had to get someone else to do it. And he feels really terrible. So he's going to give me a little extra. So I feel like this 3-4 hours I do on the 15th will get me to finish looking. And then I can make a decision down the road, save up some money if I want the color added.
Mm-hmm.
But I should be able to get the rest of the inking and the shading done, and the addition of Dream's Helm from Sandman. There's a part of the cover, because the tattoo is a cover, where the dragon doesn't quite cover her legs they're poking out. I'm like, what? Dude, the whole point was to cover this lady. And he's like, oh, I was thinking I could put a pile of skulls down there. And I'm like, no, but it would look really cool with dragon, and like, or you know, just the rock he's on. I'm like, all right, I have an idea. So when I went in for the consult and to leave the deposit for this session, I took in images of Dream's Helm, and you know, it's got that like, it's almost a skull. It's made of bone. It's kind of got the whole gas mask thing going.
Yeah.
I showed him a few different images of it. I told him to search turn to learn to get several images. They all seem to point the wrong way from the way I want it. But this at the dragon's feet will, I feel, complete this work. Because I wanted, initially I wanted all three guardians of the Gate of Morpheus. And I'm never going to get the Hippogriff and the Griffin. Like, it's because this dragon covers my whole back.
Oh, yeah.
But it is going to be a blue dragon. And so getting the helm there to me, it'll reflect that this guardian is almost an aspect of Dream.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see it in my head. It looks awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's gonna hurt a lot. Again. Oh my god. He scheduled me 4 hours and said, I told you I can't do 4 or 5 hours again. Hurt. I'm too old for this shit. Like, I'm good for like three, a little more. I'm like, that, wow. That last bit, I was suffering.
Coming up real soon in February, we're going to be going on a little short Disney trip down to Orlando. Because my husband's father, used to work for ABC, which is now owned by Disney. So he gets a lot of Disney perks.
Cool.
One of which being a couple of free tickets. So we're going to go down and stay in their timeshare and go do Animal Kingdom, because Matt's never been to Animal Kingdom, and I haven't been to Animal Kingdom since I was 10.
Huh.
And it's changed a lot since then. Like, I think we went the year after it opened or something like that. I was much younger. There wasn't a lot there yet. They hadn't quite found their niche. But now they've kind of grown into a better park, and we're going to go. It's just for like 3 days, so it's just a little short trip. We're only doing one park, which is Animal Kingdom, and we're going to go into the Pandora world, whatever it's called, and do all the dances with blue Smurfs thing. Alien Smurfs. Whatever.
What?
So when the Avatar movie first came out, and my parents saw it, my mom and my dad, I can't remember which one, was like, this is just dances with wolves with blue aliens. You know that, right? So it became dances with alien Smurfs was kind of our name for it. It's a good movie.
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's just funny.
Sure. Those kind of things end up sticking with you, right?
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh.
Your turn.
My turn. So I'm trying to decide, and it's funny you mentioned Disney, because I didn't list that here, right? I'm trying to decide on whether I can manage to go to Vegas for Frog Pants meetup in April, or GeeklyCon in July, or try to go, like, back up to home to Buffalo to go to Dionysia this year, which is also looking like the end of July. The house eating our money is really screwing me at this point. Like that series of, oh, the HVAC, and oh, the plumbing, and oh, the dishwasher, and holy God. We went from having Lextra and paying things down to, oh shit, I have to put some of my Christmas money in the bills this week.
Yeah.
And find money somewhere else for the tattoo.
You know,
the tattoo is a splurge, but I mean, it was my birthday present from my husband.
He played a gig to do it. Yeah. You say your house is eating your money, and all I can imagine is your house bunny ears, and your money is like little cabbages, and it's going, nom, nom, nom. My brain is in a weird place tonight, guys.
When I typed it, I thought of that Monster House movie.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine is actually, she just came back from Disney, and she's never gone without her kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I wanted to do an adult trip. So she's planning a trip, and I think she said April. Yeah. and I'm like, oh my God. I want to go, and we would have such a great time together. And I could share, you know, at least the room expense, and a lot of my insight from having worked there, and like, I don't know, and be able to go out at night and play. Disney mm-hmm. as a grown-up is definitely different, but I haven't done it without kids in a long, long time myself. So I got to figure it out. I seriously need to create an income stream. I think I don't want to go back into politics right now. Like, that's where all my actual paid experience is in the last 15 years, maybe.
Well, I mean, this is the year for it.
So
if you think about it, going back into politics, this would be the year for it. But you have your food truck dream. You go do food truck.
That's right. I have food truck dream. I'm still like updated with Lyft, but I haven't done it, so maybe I'll just start doing that to try and cover some stuff, and yeah. But the food truck is going to take all the time. You know? There we go. We'll drive the food truck to Disney. And make the money, and then spend the money.
True.
Or to cons. Oh, I get food truck cons.
Oh, you come to Dragon Con with a food truck, you will make bank for like the entire year.
Oh, see, now I have to rethink my concept. Because like my concept, the last one I had thought of was Ember's Fair Food and do it F-A-I-R-E. Because I could totally change that seasonally. I could do bread bowls of soup. I could do kebabs. I could make my homemade World of Warcraft jerky. I could do scotch eggs.
If you came to Dragon Con with like game themed food, you would run out.
Yeah. And it'd be like, there's a lot of cons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I should just nerd it.
just nerd it. That's what I kind of thought with my crochet, which is why I was bummed about MomoCon. Just because it's besides Dragon Con, it's the closest, and I'm not going to say it's not expensive because it is to get a table, but it's one of the less expensive ones that I found. So, yeah, conventions for selling nerdy stuff is like.
Need to look this up right now. Like, because, all right, my license plate is actually Geek Mom.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's license plate is Geek Dad. I got them for our anniversary a few years ago. If I can get geek food for the food truck, I'd be so happy. I'm going to look that up later.
Speaking of anniversaries, me and Matt's fifth anniversary, it's kind of one of those first milestones, but it's our fifth anniversary this year coming up.
Yay!
We made it 5 years, guys!
5 years is awesome.
Yep. I don't know if we're going to do like any kind of special trip or anything in October, but we'll see. We'll see how our finances are when we get there.
Yeah. Well, at least do like an overnight in a hotel, because hotel sex is the best. And you know what? Come up to Asheville. Asheville is really, really fantastic.
I do like the Biltmore House.
There's so much more.
There's so much more than just the Biltmore House, but...
And it's not as expensive as the Biltmore. Lots of great live music.
It's the old... I don't know. I'm pretty sure that I lived back in that time period and then was reborn in this time period. It's that old... Well, that old heart of mine is like, that's a really pretty house with lots of pretty things in it. But I do like live music, so it could come to that.
Yeah.
It's a thought. We shall see. All right. So, if any of y'all want to chime in and tell us what you're looking forward to coming up in 2019, you can always email us at geekgirls@gmail.com, or you can give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at geekgrills on Twitter. So, what are you most anticipating this week, right now, Ember?
Right now, I don't know. Next week, D&D starts again. We didn't do it this week. And so this week, I'm planning to, I resolve to, write my character background. Our DM is getting a little burnt out, and I'm trying to encourage the rest of our team to do this too. It's something that we've always been offered XP for. And when you're getting burnt out, and he's created a really great world, and I know our characters, like our players have character backgrounds in their heads. And if we get those down on paper, I think it'll really give him like just, you know, a little boost that he needs about how much we appreciate his world. So that's what I plan to do this week. A little nerdy writing.
Good, good. I also get to play D&D coming up. My Waterdeep campaign. We're going to meet this Saturday and get into more shenanigans. Maybe there'll be more rooftop chases. I don't know. That was redonk.
It's Waterdeep. Don't you like have to be on the rooftops?
I guess. My character wants a griffin so bad.
Well, we all want a griffin. So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Tuesday evenings. Our next one will be on January 15th, around 8:30, I guess, depending on if Jen is joining us or not. We do the best we can to get here and let you know by 8. Now, in addition to the subs and bits we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest grill friends on the internet. You can become a patron today at patreon.com/grills. I was clicking and lost track for a second. I just want to say a special beginning of the year thank you, because I'm looking at our list of current patrons, and BioCow, Daniel, Eric, Flavor Toothpaste, Jackie Hearn, Jeffrey Zilks, Sean O'Connor, me, Sean White, Vinod, and Willie Scott. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Especially Happy New Year. Tell your friends, and we look forward to spending more time with you in the coming year.
Mm-hmm, definitely. You can also leave us a review. Doing so is free, and it helps our ranking on any of the podcast catchers that you may be so inclined to use, which helps other people find us. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word there. And where can we find you on the interwebs?
I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay show. Also, please check out at Trust Your Cape.
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. As I said, I'm working on my crochet, my cosplay for this year. You can find Jen at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. You can find everything at TheJenSays.com because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG!
GG!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.